Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate. Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli, Money, Riches, and Wealth. I have a guest tonight, and we're going to be talking about timeshares. And why do I want to talk about timeshares? Because there's one thing I dislike personally, is timeshares. And I don't understand why people buy them, other than that they're sold aggressively to people. And so, you know, I struggle with the amount of money that's spent and the way they're sold and so forth. If, as I always say, if something's a good deal, you just put it on the internet and people buy billions of it. But if something's not a good deal, find a bunch of salespeople who will sell it for you. And that's what happens too often, unfortunately, with timeshares. And Lisa Schreier, who's with us tonight, writes a blog called Timeshare Crusader. And she was once a salesperson for the timeshare industry and has gone on a crusade to at least help people to understand timeshares and understand the economics of them. And if it, you know, how do you work with it to try to make that, if you're going to do it, try to get it as good a deal as possible and understand why you're doing it and so forth. The only calls we're taking tonight are on timeshares. So if you want to talk to us about timeshares and how to deal with the ones that you have and so forth, then feel free to give us a call, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question about timeshares, and Lisa's here to answer them for you. And I would say, one of the foremost experts on them and helping the public understanding them truthfully, not in a emotion-packed, confrontational sales technique. Lisa, are you here with me?
I am here with you, Drew. Good evening.
Great to have you, Lisa. And I know I'm a little over the top as to how much I dislike timeshares, but you tend to have a more balanced approach toward them, and I appreciate that. And I know we have a lot of listeners that might want to ask questions, and we already have Mark on the line. But do you have anything you want to add before we go to Mark?
No, let's take as many questions as possible, because I know this is a topic that is very misunderstood. There's a lot of misinformation out there. So whatever I can do to put forth good information, I am happy to.
All right, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question about timeshares. And right now we're going to Mark in Baltimore City. Mark, how can I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. Hi. I had a question about timeshare advertising. I recently, many years ago, got an advertising about some vacation, you know, in some places, you know, 3 days, 2 nights, or someplace way out. But you have to come down to look at certain property and so forth. And eventually, this was in Northern Virginia. I can't exactly say where or what date or anything like that. But regardless, I did take advantage to go down, make an appointment, got some coffee, and then it went through the two-hour pitch trying to do that. It wasn't really a two- or three-day vacation or whatever. This was actually trying to get time shares. I was not too happy about it because I wasn't interested in owning, as they say, timeshare property. Are they allowed to do that to actually... because I was not very pleased the way they got me down there.
All right, Lisa?
Simple property. What do you say?
Yep.
Yeah, Mark, that's the way timeshares have been advertised from the time, even before I got into the business, and I got into the business 20 years ago. It's very, what they do is timeshare developers advertise either, like you said, a mini vacation, 3 days, 2 nights at a discounted stay. And in exchange for that, you agree to give them 2, 3, however many hours at a sales presentation. So there's nothing illegal about it. It's all covered in the fine print, and that's how the vast majority of timeshares in the U.S. are marketed, either through mini vacations or once you're at a tourist destination like Atlantic City or like Orlando or like Las Vegas, they will oftentimes stop you on the street, offer you theme park tickets, dinner show tickets, again, in exchange for your attendance at a sales presentation. So you may not have liked it, but that's how they're marketed in the United States, Mark.
Okay, I just want to let you know about my experience. This happened several years ago and all that. Even though I must say that the facilities that they were showing pictures of looked very nice, but it's time for a vacation, not for me to be an owner. That's not how I do things these days or those days. So I just want to let you know what actually happened to me.
Yeah, they use that. They use that technique, as Lisa was saying. They use that technique, Lisa, because they have such aggressive salespeople. So you know that they know that. What is the statistic? Is it about 20% of everyone that takes up on these offers they're able to ultimately sell?
I would say less than that. I would say optimistically 15%. And then you've got to factor in how many of that 15% then cancels or rescinds within their legal rescission period.
Yeah. But still, I mean, you know, that's pretty amazing rates when you consider that the typical salespeople only, you know, 4, 3, 4, 5% if they're lucky. You know, so
absolutely.
Timeshare salespeople are very aggressive.
Yes, they absolutely can be. And people's defenses are down. Because they're typically on vacation.
Yeah, they're typically on vacation. You know, we're coming up on the first pause in about 30 seconds. And when we come back, I'll tell you one of my fascinating stories as to my first encounter with timeshare salespeople over 30-some years ago. It was quite a fascinating experience. So, but anyway, I appreciate you being with us here tonight, Lisa. We're talking timeshares with Lisa Schreier. She's the Timeshare Crusader. She writes a blog about timeshare. She tries to give you the fair information, not the BS that you get from, like Mark was talking about. They sell you into a vacation, and they get you down there, and they try to hammer you to sign a piece of paper and saying, I'm willing to buy. And if you have questions about timeshares, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question tonight, and Lisa's here to answer them. But right now, I got to take my first pause with traffic. We'll be right back. Money Rich as Well. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated, or just a few of the many parts of the physical? The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Kind of feeling groovy tonight, aren't you, Chris? Yep. Anyway, we're here with Lisa Schreier, and she's the Timeshare Crusader, and we're talking strictly timeshares tonight. You know, if you got in them, how do you get out of them? If you owe a lot of money on them and can't afford them anymore, how do you deal with that? You know, is there a way? Or if you've been offered to, you know, come and see something, you know, should you go? And any questions you have on timeshares, Lisa's here to answer them for you. So if you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680. All the lines are open, and so you'll plenty of opportunity. Come and ask your question, 410-922-6680, if you want to call and ask Lisa a question on timeshares. That's the topic we're talking about tonight. Lisa, how do the listeners, if they're just out there listening, but, you know, they're maybe don't want to call in and ask a question about timeshare, but would like to learn more about them, how do they follow your information?
Certainly. They can follow my blog, as you said. It's if they just Google the Timeshare Crusader, they can find the blog. And I'm also on Twitter, and my handle on Twitter is Lisa Looks At.
Lisa Looks At?
Yes.
All right. That works. Lisa Looks At. So, and that's your Timeshare Twitter. So, you know, Timeshare Crusader, do a Google search for that. Or Lisa Looks At is the Twitter handle. So, Lisa, you know, it was about 36 years ago, 1984. We were down in Florida at the World Trade Center or whatever they call it, the Marriott Resort down there. And my wife and I see this thing about come see a presentation and get a gift certificate to this really super nice restaurant they had for free. And I said, you know, let's go do this. Well, my wife and I are totally different personalities. You can only imagine opposites attract. And yeah. My wife, you know, the minute somebody starts putting pressure on her, she just wants to say, whatever you want, you just tell me and I'll do it because I don't want any more pressure on me. I'm the exact opposite. You put more pressure on me, I'm going to push back on you harder and harder. And, well, this salesman starts going after us. And he's going after my wife and she's like, you know, and next thing you know, he and I are like in a spitting contest, you know, and my wife is crying. She's crying. And so I say, you know, we're out of here, you know, and so we left she swore she's never going back to another thing like that. And so the next year, my father is in town with my mother, and my father and I had similar personalities, and they show it again. They say, and you can play the golf course for free. And I said to Dad, I said, you know, why should we pay 60, 70 bucks? Back then, that was a lot of money. I said, let's just go to the timeshare, get a free timeshare thing. So he and I travel over to the timeshare, and we're sitting there, and we're waiting. Here comes the salesman from last year. He walks past me. He looks at me straight. He stops, and he just turns and starts walking on. A little while later, a guy comes out to us and he says, excuse me, you two aren't going to buy a timeshare. You're not even going to listen to what we're saying about the timeshare. You just want to get something like the golf, you know, and so on. And we said, yeah, that's exactly what we're here for. He goes, okay, go watch the movie for 5 minutes. And at the end of 5 minutes, we'll give you your free golf pass. Get the heck out of here.
Oh, wow. You got off easy.
Well, the year before, I didn't get off that easy. I mean, still hear about that a year later. So anyway, let me get this caller. I've got Kathy in Dundalk. Kathy, how can we help you? Kathy? Nope, I think she hung up. Her question was interesting. Is there a good timeshare market? Is there anywhere you can actually get a reasonable timeshare?
Oh yeah, you can buy secondhand timeshare on eBay. There are some other timeshare specific sites, but again, I need to caution people. Even though the price on the secondary market will be thousands of dollars less than what the developer is selling them for, unless or until you understand what it is you're buying, how to use it, all the fees included, it just because it's inexpensive is not reason enough for people to buy it. But yeah, if you do even a cursory Google search for used timeshares, even though there's no such thing, they're all used. But yeah, people are selling them left, right, and center for various reasons. But again, it's important to understand what it is you're purchasing, how to use it, what kind of restrictions the developer might place on a secondary market purchase, and again, understand all the fees. This isn't like buying, you know, a used smartphone.
That's one of the fascinating
contracts in perpetuity.
That's one of the fascinating things about timeshares is that you buy it for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, and the next thing you know, you got $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a year fee to maintain the stupid thing.
Right. The average price of a timeshare sold by the developer last year was around $21,000, with an annual maintenance fee just under $1,000.
Wow.
But again, those aren't the only fees. There's other fees involved in owning a timeshare.
We're going to Tim in Fulton. Tim, how can we help you?
Hi. I did a timeshare in the Massanutten Resort.
Right.
Are you familiar with that?
Yep.
Yes.
And I didn't take a loan on it or anything like that. I paid cash for it right up front. They were trying to get me for like 20-some thousand. And, you know, at the time it sounded good. We really bought into it, my wife and I, because we bought into the whole idea that we were able to trade. And that's what we did. We did not like that being our home base, per se, because we were never going to use it. And then we found out trying to get into the RCI program and trying to trade your weeks and everything was an absolute nightmare. It's just like people were booking stuff like years out in advance, and anywhere we wanted to go, we just couldn't get anything. So we've never used it. But I tried to sell it back to the developer. They don't want it back. I didn't pay the fees for a couple years, and then what happens is they will foreclose on you. So I paid it like last year just to avoid the foreclosure. Since I paid for it up in cash, I've called a lot of these places how to get out of it. You hear all the advertisements. And they all want to charge me like, you know, $2,500, $3,000 just to get me out.
So hold on, Tim. Lisa, what can he do with this timeshare to try to make it a little more beneficial?
Okay, first of all, do not give money up front to anybody. Don't pay anybody to sell it for you. Don't pay anyone to, quote, unquote, get rid of it for you. If you're going to keep it, if you're going to use it, I highly suggest calling RCI, and I would do this after the COVID thing calms down a little bit because they're a little shorthanded right now. Ask to speak to a supervisor and find out what you can do to maximize your trading. Do you own a week or do you own points, Tim?
No, they're not a points-based facility. It's just a week.
Okay.
We don't want it.
Do you know what season you own? Do you own in the high season or the low season?
It didn't matter. There was no restriction on that.
No, it absolutely matters. They might not tell you it matters, but it matters. So if you own a high demand week or a high demand season, you're going to have an easier time exchanging. But again, as you mentioned, most of the time you're going to have to make your reservations 12 to 13 months out to maximize your availability. So do not call the resort. Absolutely call RCI and ask to speak with the supervisor to find out what you can do to maximize your trading opportunities.
All right, Tim.
Like I said, we just want to get out of it. We don't really want it anymore. Any suggestions on how to get out of it, or should I just let it close on it?
Well, your first call should, again, be directly to the resort. See if they want to take it back. They will not buy it back. Nobody's
Correct.
Buying them back. They may take it back. And if you hang on after the break, I'll give you some sites. You can list your timeshare.
All right, Tim, I got to go.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay.
So stay tuned, and after we come back from this pause, Lisa's going to give you some places you can go online to try to sell or trade or give away or whatever your timeshare. Right now, I got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady.
I don't know. Why would he want to be a carpenter if she were a lady? I don't understand. Anyway, We're here with Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're doing timeshares tonight, and we're here with Lisa Schreier. And if you want to call in, we do have AJ on the line. We're going to go to you in 1 second, AJ. Well, not 1 second, maybe 1 minute or so. And if you want to call in, get online. It's 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask a question about timeshares with Lisa Schreier, the Timeshare Crusader. So, Lisa, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you, or also you were going to tell them where websites they could look at to sell a timeshare or get rid of it in some way, shape, or form.
Right. If they're looking to sell it, as Tim was, the good news is he's fully paid, so that's good, because if you still owe on it, it's impossible to sell it, because most timeshares go for so little money that they're typically worth less than what people owe on it. So his first call should be to the developer, find out if they are willing to take it back. They will not buy it back. They may take it back. And because it's a week and it's probably real estate-based as opposed to point-based, they may very well have a local realtor that deals specifically in timeshare that they can refer Tim to. If not, you can do, again, you can sell it on eBay. You can sell it on Craigslist. The important thing to do is price it so that people will look at it. So if Tim bought his timeshare many years ago and, let's say, paid, I'm making a number up, $10,000, he's not going to get anywhere close to $10,000 for it on the resale market. So it's important to price it correctly.
So what are you going to say, like $1,000, 10% of what he paid for?
That's where I would start. Exactly where I would start would be $1,000.
10% of what you paid for it and so forth. So anyway, we're going to go to AJ. AJ, how can we help you?
Yes, hello. I wanted to ask Lisa also how to sell my timeshare or get rid of it. My husband and I bought it years ago, and it's a Marriott property, Grand Vista, two-bedroom lock-off. And, you know, as you get older, you're not using it that much. And so the fees at the end of the year are almost $4,000 because we were stupid enough to get a second thing. So one is Trust Points. Yeah, and this virtual thing that Marriott has, I don't even know if that's sellable.
Marriott is pretty good about taking their properties back. AJ, I would absolutely call the developer. Do not let them switch you to the sales department. You want to talk to the developer, the general manager, somebody else other than just the sales department. And Marriott is typically pretty good on taking their stuff back, provided, again, they are paid in full and the maintenance fees are current.
Yes, at least they're paid in
criteria,
full. The first one, was aftermarket, because Marriott was selling at the time for $20,000 for like a two-bedroom lock-off. And then we bought it from a third party, $10,000, and we decided that, you know, after we used it a couple times and then we didn't like it, we would have gotten our money's worth out of it. I mean, we've gone many places, and I was just using the Trust Points for a cruise to Alaska. So, of course, I had to cancel, and those Trust Points come back to me. But you need a PhD to figure out how to do all this.
Yeah, but like Lisa's saying to you, AJ, you know, you're basically going to give it back to Marriott. And I wouldn't even try to waste your time trying to sell it, because you're really not going to find anybody that's going to buy those easily.
So these companies that you hear on the radio, are they charlatans?
They're almost worse than the timeshare people, in my opinion. But let's ask Lisa. What do you think, Lisa?
No, I agree. Most of the people that are advertising that they promise to get you out of your timeshare, I'll be generous, and I will say 99% of them are scams.
Mm-hmm. That's
a shame.
All those places will require an upfront payment, and you do not ever want to pay anyone upfront anything having to do with a timeshare.
Right.
When we bought, I mean, I did a ton of research. I bought in a good season, red. I bought in a property that was all year round. You know,
Do you have any children that would?
Well, you see, that's the thing with the timeshare. If, after I die, the timeshare goes to the kids.
No. It's a big misconception, AJ. Unless your children are on the deed or on the note, okay?
No, I don't think they are.
They can decline it. That's most of these scam companies promising to get you out of your timeshare. They will use that as and prey on your fear. Your children do not have to accept your timeshare or anything else once you pass. Now, again, I'm not a lawyer. This is not legal advice. But check with a lawyer. Just as your children don't have to accept a house or anything else.
So you say, but unless they're on the deed, then it would go to them.
That's the only way that it would be forced
on
them.
The deed, correct. Take them off.
It's the only way that it'll be forced on them. But if your will says you leave everything to your children, they would inherit it, but they have the choice to take it or not take it.
Even if they're on the deed?
If they're on the deed, then they're forced to take it.
If they're on the deed, AJ, I highly recommend changing the title and taking them off of it if you want to make sure they're not saddled with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we're going to run, AJ. Good question. Very good. I got to go to Dave in Arbutus. Dave, how can we help you?
Hi, good evening. I was hoping my wife would call in. She's listening at home on the radio. I'm at work. My father-in-law has a timeshare that he and my mother-in-law purchased a long time ago, and they have a deed with it. They bought it on the 4th of July week down in the Disney area and converted it to points, and we have used it so much. It's been great for the family. I must say it's been very positive. Now my mother-in-law's passed away. My father-in-law is elderly now, and my wife is looking at inheriting it, and she has tried to get her name put on, and they tried doing a quick claim deed, which didn't work, and she's tried all sorts of hoops to jump through trying to get this done. Would you have any suggestions of how to go about it?
Dave, what resort is it at? Do you know?
I don't know the name of it.
Okay, I tell you what. I'll give you my email address. Shoot me an email. I'll see if I can help you.
Is it Lisa, C-H-R-E-I-R 617 at gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at your blog right now.
Yeah, shoot me an email. I'll be happy to help you.
Okay.
All right.
The other thing is that when we've gone to these different resorts, because he converted to the point system, but he still has a deed, and, of course, he has to pay the real estate as well as the maintenance fees. Well, when we've gone, we have gone through these presentation programs. We've done them a lot. And what we've sort of learned, and like you said, it takes sort of education, is always go in prepared. Take your kids with you. It kind of will drive the salesman crazy if your kids are antsy. And I had a daughter in college, and I just told them, like, I can't afford to buy into a timeshare because I have college debt. That seemed to be a pretty good answer to help us get out of it. In other words, get them to back off.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. The only thing the salesperson can't overcome is, no, we're not interested. No, we can't afford it. So just, you need to be firm. You need to ask the questions. Don't let them ask the questions. And again, don't be pressured into buying anything. It can be a good thing, but it's never a good thing if you buy it under pressure and you don't know what you're getting.
I have to run, Dave. Give Lisa, send her an email, and she'll help you out on that issue. But right now, I've got to take my last pause with traffic. We're here with Lisa Schreier, the Timeshare Crusader. You can Google search that, get her blog if you want to follow some of her things about timeshare or ever need to ask her a question about it. But if you want to call and ask a question before the end of this show, we have time. We have lines open, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Call and ask your question. Right now, I got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your financial physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And we're here with Lisa Schreier, the timeshare crusader. And she's a person that really will give you fair and honest information about timeshares. And that's why I enjoy having her on the show. And Lisa, your blog is called Timeshare Crusader, and people can find that by just doing a Google search, Timeshare Crusader. But when they get that, when they get to your blog, Timeshare Crusader, you put your email there, right? It's right there on your on your blog, and anybody can email directly to you. If they didn't want to come on the radio tonight and talk, they can email you by just going to Timeshare Crusader, and there's your email.
Absolutely. And the email address, Drew, is lisaschreier617@gmail.com.
Right. But they can easily find that right there on your blog.
Right on the blog.
And just click on it and email direct to Lisa and ask your question to her. If you didn't want to come on tonight and ask your question, but Robert did. He wants to talk to you right here and now, Lisa. So, Robert, how can we help you?
Well, I'm 88 years old, and my memory's not as great as it once was, but I bought this thing a long time ago and never used it. It was blue-green.
Okay.
And I just want to get rid of it.
You want to call blue-green directly, assuming it's paid for and the maintenance fees are current. Blue-green is one of these developers that does have a program that they say will take back a fully paid-off timeshare. You want to call the resort that you bought at and tell them you want to give it back.
Yep. Okay. Call them and tell them. My problem every time I've tried to call them is they'll usually talk about getting rid of it, and they put me on hold, and they're going to give me somebody else and never do, or I lose them.
If you want to shoot me an email, I'll give you the direct link. Oh. That goes directly to the department that should handle it for you.
Okay, that might be the best bet.
Do you know how to get to that email? It's Timeshare Crusader. You just Google search that, and you'll see her email right there on that blog page. LisaSchreier617@gmail.com?
Okay.
Correct.
Right. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Robert. Good question. And I hope you get rid of it, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know, it's amazing there. So I have an interesting question for you. So here was Dave called in a little while ago, and he's actually ecstatic about his timeshare. But my question is always this, Lisa. You know, he's getting his points. He's cashing them in every year. They're going on these great trips. But the question I have is he really getting a good deal compared to what they paid for the place and what they're paying every year to maintain it compared to what they're getting every year?
You know, it's an interesting question, Drew. I think it depends how somebody wants to vacation. If you're the type of person that goes on vacation and spends, let's say, $70 a night at a hotel, you're probably not going to come out financially ahead. But if you're the type of person that spends $150 a night at a hotel, you may in the long run come out ahead. But again, nobody should buy a timeshare because they're going to save money. You do it for the experiences. Again, it's a great question. You have to weigh the finances of it and ask yourself, what is it that you're getting for the timeshare? Can you get that without buying into the timeshare?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, you know, if you're spending $20,000 a year and $2,000 or $3,000 $20,000 up front and $2,000 or $3,000 a year, and it gets you a $2,000 or $3,000 vacation every year, what the heck did I earn? Couldn't I just do that with my cash every year? Just go to a travel agent and say, hey, book me a really nice trip somewhere. I'm going to spend $3,000 or $4,000 or whatever.
Yes. But again, are you doing that over the course of 10, 15 years? Again, the cost savings in a timeshare does not come in the short term at all.
Right. And, you know, there was another interesting point you were making about points and weeks and so forth. When somebody owns a timeshare of certain types, you actually get a deed, right, for that timeshare. It's like you own a week of a house, and it's a deed. It's a real estate deed, right?
Correct. In many cases, if you buy a week, it is real estate backed.
So
points,
here,
not so much.
Okay. But here's my question that a lot – or here's my point that a lot of timeshare investors don't know. So I live in Maryland, and my timeshare is a week in Florida. Well, Florida is a different state than Maryland, and it's real estate now that I own in Florida, and I die, my children are going to have to go to Florida and probate that piece of real estate just to get that week if they want to keep it.
Yeah, it can be a bit difficult, so I always suggest to people that they contact an attorney who's timeshare savvy when it comes time to this, or prepare ahead of time and decide whether or not you're going to leave it in your will. If it's not left in the will and it's paid for, the developer gets it back.
Right. Really? You're
yeah,
serious about that? Even the deed?
It in your will. Again, not a lawyer. Here's a disclaimer. I'm not giving legal advice. But if it is deed-based or point-based, if you do not leave it in your will, if it's not mentioned, or your heirs don't want it, they do not have to take it.
But what if the will just leaves it generic, the residuary estate, all my remaining assets, real or intangible, you know? So would
your heirs should be able to disavow it,
yes,
just like they would anything else.
And we've had people do that. We've had clients, you know, children say to us, what do I do with this timeshare? And I say, do you want it? Here's what it's going to cost you every year to maintain it. And they say no. And I say, well, just don't take it. Give it back to the developer and say, hey, the estate, no, the heirs want this. And so here it is.
Correct.
And so anyway, we got about a minute left. Do you have any other things you want to share with people or tell them more about how to get in touch with you?
I'd like to reiterate again the fact that nobody should pay anything up front, and that, you know, in anything, whether you're selling a timeshare or whether you're looking to get out of it. And I will say again, 99% of these companies that heavily advertise on the radio and on the Internet that they can promise or guarantee to get out of your timeshare, 99% of these places are scams. And it's important to understand that any scam company can say that they offer 100% money-back guarantee. Try collecting. You know, it's the easiest thing to do is say, oh, yeah, we offer a money-back guarantee if we can't get you out of your timeshare. Well, if they're scamming you to begin with, then they can say whatever they want. So, again, don't do anything in haste. That means do not buy a timeshare in haste. It may be a really good idea. Please do not buy a $20,000 timeshare based on a three-hour high-pressure sales presentation at the resort.
Best thing to do is not go to the presentations, in my opinion. Anyway, Lisa, I really appreciate it. You're always a great guest. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Thank you. And this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless. What I'd like to do to you.
are gonna be much better.